31. We're talking about stronger. You have your brochures on your seats this morning. Good verse to memorize. Let me do it in the New King James Version. I hope it's word for word, but it'll be close. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their... They will mount up. I really like this, the way it puts this. I'll talk about this in a moment. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. Who thinks that's a pretty good verse for you? It's a great verse, right? And so you have your vision pamphlet there, which I'll talk about a little bit. But more than that, it's fairly self-explanatory, except Kathy's already asked me a question, which I will answer. Why is it crossed out? I will explain that in a little while. And let me first talk about those who wait on the Lord, and they will mount up on wings like eagles. All right, so ancient Hebrew culture revered eagles as mighty warriors. And there's a few tribes actually later on in history, like the Aztec tribe, that would dress up in eagles' clothings, and like they were to be feared above all other races. And one thing about eagles is that they fiercely care for their young. Adult eagles carry their eagles to safety, away from the threat of predators, and eagles do whatever they can to defend their territory from other eagles and from other predators. I was watching this program just as an example of a sloth who had climbed a tree to try and get to the eagle's and to the nest, and well, it just wasn't going to happen. Who knows, sloths are quite slow. And these eagles were like all over this sloth. It had no chance, and it gave up. I have also watched this documentary of some sea eagles, and when I was preparing for this message, and these sea eagles lived on a part of the coastline. I'm not sure exactly where it was, and there was a huge tree line around the ocean in this particular part. And what happened was there was this eagle that there was mum and dad eagle, if you like. Or husband and wife eagle. If you're husband and wife here, good to hold hands occasionally. And they're watching from their nest this intruding eagle come into their patch, their territory. It dives into their part of the water, took a fish, and then proceeded to try and fly away. But that's when it got interesting. Mum and dad eagle, where their home was, they're onto this eagle. They're in midair fighting this eagle, and eventually the eagle had to drop its fish back into the water. But that wasn't the end. One of the eagles locked talons with the intruding eagle, and they're spinning 360 degrees in the air, round and round and round and round, until eventually they landed in the treetops, and the eagle that wasn't involved in the fight stomped on the intruder. Can anyone stomp for me this morning? Come on, give me a stomp. And the intruding eagle kind of shook a little bit, sort of got up out of the tree line and was like almost crawling, and then got its balance again and took off, never to return to that territory again. See, some of you here this morning, you do not think that you have the courage to defend what is yours. And I want to say this morning that you have the courage because you have Christ in your heart. I want to say this morning that there are things in your life that you think that you cannot do, but with God you can. And there are people here that there's other situations where we have to look after one another too, right? And I want to talk about this a little bit this morning. And so some of you think, well, I think I've reached as high as I can get in God. No. God's got more for you. God always has more for you. And so we have to actually decide today to rise up on the inside and say, thank you, Lord, I'm not finished yet. Can we do that together? No matter what your past is, no matter how you see yourself right now, and we can encourage others in this, you've got a greater future in God still ahead of you. And so God's desire is for you to become stronger in Him, soaring high on His wings. See, eagles are also known for their strength and courage in dangerous and turbulent weather. They soar above the storm clouds to safety. And God can take you through anything when you allow Him into your world and the challenges that you are facing. And so, Father, I pray that for C3 Wellard today. I pray that for every person. In Exodus 19, there is an interesting picture of where Moses goes up the mountain. It says in Exodus 19:3 that Moses went up to God. What did Moses do? He went up to God. Moses ascended up Mount Sinai, and he actually ascended up Mount Sinai a couple of months after they'd got away from the Egyptians. Commentators will tell you it was at least 8 times. And he went up the mountain to be with the Lord. Who knows that for us to grow in God and for us to grow stronger, we have to look up. We cannot look just at where we are or downcast. We have to be in a position to accept what God has for us. And as we are going up to heaven, you and I are heading there, so we look up to what God has for us. And so this is where the discipleship journey takes effect. And if you have a look at your brochure, and I think we can have it on the screen as well, that on the pamphlet with the green, with the mountain, you will see there that it says your discipleship journey. The other side, guys. Yeah, beautiful. Your discipleship journey. On the pamphlet, I have it actually a line through it. And I've put serving, or we've put serving. And there is a reason for that. Who knows that we're all disciples of Christ? And so that's important. We are all going to be the greatest disciples that we can be. And in that sense, we are all heading up the mountain. Who'd like to get closer to God in 2020? It's a goal every year, right? And then what happens is, that's one part, which I'll explain in a moment. And then the other part there is that of serving. Because the fact is that some people have a capacity and are able to serve at a higher level than others and have more responsibility in the church than other people. But that doesn't discount you from being the greatest disciple you can be. We're all disciples for Christ. And so we are all going up the mountain. And yet some people are able to carry, and for whatever their makeup or their DNA or the way God's made them, some people simply have more capacity than others. And this is where the trains come into effect. And so right at the bottom of the mountain, we have one engine. And this is where we have accepted Christ and we are on a journey of getting to know Him. We perhaps possibly haven't been a Christian that long, and so we are getting involved in an Alpha course. We are getting water baptized and we are doing Your Leading Edge 1, which is getting to know. We're going to do this through the Connect groups actually this year. And it's basically our walk with God, you and your life, and how you can get stronger with God. And then you go up the mountain a little bit further and you get a little bit more capacity because you've grown a little bit in God. And so now you've got a carriage behind you. You're able to help other people more than you could before. Things that used to bother you before, they just simply don't bother you anymore. Who knows that it's great having a journey with God? Oh, yeah. And so we have this carriage behind us and we are learning about our emotional intelligence and learning to allow the Holy Spirit into our life more, get baptized in the Holy Spirit, speak in His language, because that edifies us and allows us to go a whole nother level in Him. And then lastly, Your Leading Edge 2, on the stronger part, Mostly I do this, and once we've done your Leading Edge One together, you've done it through Connect Groups. This is really the difference between ministry and leadership. And lastly, the strongest part, you're not just carrying more weight, and you're going to go over that mountain regardless of what's holding you back. And Father, today I pray that each and every one of us would be these kind of disciples. And Father, that many of us that are serving now, we have capacity that we're not aware of yet. And I thank you, Lord, that this year we can grow in that. In Jesus' name. The people of God said, amen. And so, once you and I, like Moses, have met with God, there is this pathway up toward him. There's a clear direction for answers in our world. And so our destination is heaven. And so that is a really important thing. Exodus 19, 3 and 4. And the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. I carried you on eagle's wings. God carried his people away from the Egyptians. When you became a Christian, God carried you away from those things that were halting your progress in God. I brought you to myself, it says there as well. He is our source of deliverance today. And we are we know our God. We know that we as we hold on to him, that there are things in our past, there may be things that we think that, well, I could do that and that might solve the issue. But first, we need God in our life because he's got the answer to get us through anything that we're facing. And in that, we are going to get stronger. And so, on the other side of the brochure, you'll see there, and also on the screen, which the guys had up before. Thank you, guys. We have four P's: prayer, pathway, pure, and physical. Let's get physical. All right, so prayer, wait on the Lord. I'm going to talk about that probably the most this morning. And then pathway, which I've shared briefly with you. And then pure, I brought you to myself. Who knows that we help ourselves by getting the Word of God into our heart? Meditating on the Word of God, allowing the Word of God to become a part of our life every day so that we don't get off course so often because we have him in our life. I brought you to myself. And I find that his Word keeps us grounded. I know it keeps me grounded. And we can be thinking about so many things and we come back to the Word of God and we just get grateful, like Andrew was saying, for what we do have. And we actually also helps us not to get ahead of ourselves into some sort of weird spirituality because we've got the Word of God as our base. Also, I really find that this helps, that the Word of God really helps us to have pure thoughts. And so as we read the Word of God, and I'm aware that Marion and Shana are running a Bible Connect this year for C3 Wellard, which is awesome. Good to see them get honored today. And so that's an area, if you want to know your Bible more, that's a Connect group that you can get involved in. I know too that for myself, that we have, I think I've got the app for this, or the PowerPoint for this, thanks Donna, which is the U version. There we go, fantastic. Who likes the U version? Give me a wave. Who doesn't know anything about U version? Be honest. Okay. Do you think we could help this lovely lady over here how to get the YouVersion app, somebody? Someone put their hand up and say, I'll help her afterwards. Get the YouVersion app. Mel and Andrew. Hey, Andrew. Bless you, mate. You know, and so there we go. And so who knows that Jared was telling me, who's a worship leader at Fremantle, I believe he's here in a few weeks' time, he was saying that all the worship team, do you guys do this? I thought this was really cool. These guys are already doing a great job. But he was saying that they're all interacting, doing the worship. There's a worship program course that you can do through YouVersion, and they're all discussing what they think of each day's verses, and they're finding it quite helpful. Who thinks that's a good idea? So it's not just something that you do alone, but you can do it in a group of people. You can become friends with other people. That would be cool. And so that's a good thing to do. And I think that really helps encourage our faith, doesn't it? When we're talking to one another and we're time poor, and so YouVersion helps. We can quickly send a message, well, I think this about that verse. Oh, I didn't think about that. And what about this? And before we know it, we're growing in our faith together. And so we have devotions online, which I actually do. Have we got a picture of those? So you can go to at C3 Wellard and you'll see the devotions online there on Instagram, and same for Facebook. So Isaiah is explaining to us that as we remain faithful to God, that's important, right? Yeah. As we remain faithful to God, we will gain eagle characteristics. And so eagle's wings was a figure of speech commonly used to attribute these characters to a person. Number one, they're fiercely protective of their own. We look out for one another. If we haven't seen someone for a few weeks, we give them a call and we say, is everything okay? Maybe we haven't found it. You know, we are courageous throughout the storms of life. I'm going to rise above this thing. Can we say it together? I'm going to rise above this thing. I'm not accepting anything else. I'm going to get stronger on the inside. I'm prepared to fight for what is mine. I'm not going to let the enemy take what God has given me. Yeah? The things I have right now, I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to get stronger, and I'm not going to allow an enemy to take away what I know that you have already given me, Lord. And I have talents that are specifically mine. And I thank you, Lord, for who I am. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to grow in those areas. And I'm going to go with my strengths because you love me that way. And when Isaiah says, they shall mount up with wings of eagles, it literally means you and I are going to ascend up and over a boundary. So Lord, I thank you for that this year. And God will provide you renewed strength and courage to overcome obstacles. And very importantly, when we mount up, there's this, you could say, an accumulation. Because when we're in Christ, when we're in His Word, when we're praying, we're having prayer every Sunday morning at 9:30. Feel free to join us. And it's something that we can do together. But when we mount up, what that means is that we are storing up. And who knows that you often pray more when you've got lots of problems? Are you like me? This has just been one of those weeks or years, Andrew. It is. Put me off, anyway. And I look at it and I think, and I got this little prod from God, well, maybe you should just pray all the time. And it's probably a good idea if the pastor would do that, right? I mean, I'm having a joke with you guys. But, you know, the fact is that if we are praying when there's not an issue or when things are going quite well, what that does is that we store up. And then we have a deposit. We have a store. We have ammunition. We have weaponry. We have big guns for when the time comes that we need every reserve, and we have them there because we're already spiritually strong. And I'm breaking down that wall. I'm not allowing that thing to come against my family or my wife or whatever the situation is. So wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their. Can we learn this verse this year? They will mount up. And now you have a picture of how that looks. On wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary, walk and not grow faint. So, our greatest weakness, I know it is, well, it is for me, and I'm guessing it is for because it's human nature, is going it alone. We think we can answer or have the solutions. My wife likes to watch true stories on the television, and this one was on SBS, and I hadn't watched it because I tend to go to bed a lot earlier than my wife, but she mentioned that it was a really good movie and I'd like it. So one day I decided to watch this film called The Mercy. And it is a movie where this sailor, who was not actually, how can I put it? It was in England. He came from England. He wasn't that proficient as a sailor. And anyway, he was actually got all the funds together. He had friends and business people that helped him because it's quite expensive. They were doing a race around the world. And they weren't allowed to go on land, and they had to radio in their coordinates every day so that the race event coordinators could tell where they were. And there's about 10 yachts in this race. This is many, many years ago when they had first started building good, strong catamarans. And so what happened was he got out to sea, this man, this sailor, and it was obviously a solo race, so it was just him and the boat, and he gave the race the coordinators coordinates, but he actually hadn't been there. And he's floating around in the ocean somewhere, and he said he'd actually went around Cape Horn, but he'd actually not been around Cape Horn. And then he was thinking ahead, thinking, I know where I should be now, and he was tracking a course. And of course, everyone in the world is watching this race on the televisions that have just started, black and white televisions. And everyone's excited because this man was actually winning the race. But actually, he's floating around, bobbing around in the ocean and not getting far at all. And then his boat had a problem, and it was getting holding water, and so he went to, I think it was like the Caribbean or somewhere, and he actually did what he wasn't supposed to do and got off and got to get his boat repaired and then got back on the boat. And he continued to say where he was. The issue was that he thought another guy was in front of him and was going to win the race. And so he thought he'd be okay. But all the guys had trouble and they had to finish the race, and now it was just him. And he's alone. He's got two young kids back at home and a wife. He's got this businessman hoping he's going to come home who'd put a lot of money in to help him get around. And he's floating around in the ocean, and it was all too much for him. And rather than get home, he decided to commit suicide at sea. True story. We have a God that we can communicate to. We have someone who we don't have to get in a position where we think that we have to do something because we're all alone. No, first, God is in communication with himself. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We are in communion together with God. And also, the beauty of the church is that we are never alone. And so we never need to be in that situation. We never do to think that it's so dark that we can't, there is no way out. And who knows that it would have been better for that man to come home to his wife and his kids, and it all could have been forgiven, and it wouldn't have been the end. But when you're alone, you do things you wish you didn't later, if you could, but it was too late for him because he'd already snuffed himself. Sad. We don't need to be like that, but who knows, there's an enemy that wants us to be like that. So come on, we do this together. And so let me talk to you a little bit about some of these guys as we finish up here this morning. Moses had an extreme amount of patience with the Israelites. Would you agree? Oh yeah. He led them for 4 decades in the wilderness, and every day, once for breakfast, once for lunch, once for dinner. I'm hungry. There's no water. I'm not surprised Aunt Moses got mad. And although he didn't live in the promised land with them, it was his walk with God that kept them sustained to their eventual freedom. And every one of us, as our walk with God that keeps us sustained and leads us to our destiny. Oh, thank you, Lord. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And so, here's another one. It's estimated that it took Noah 55 years to build the ark. He then had to assemble all the animals of all the kinds. And if you look closely, it wasn't just 2s, as the movie said. It's 7 pairs of clean animals as well. A feat in itself, do you agree? All these pairs of animals and then all the clean animals, 7 lots. And when you consider Noah was 500 years old, when God asked him to start this project, he was a man of endurance with God. Would you agree? And so we find it difficult to wait 3 days. Think of Moses. Think of Noah. 55 years. And all the mocking from all the people. Oh my goodness. But he hung on to the word that he had in his heart from God. Do you think that's good to do? Come on. What about Elijah? He lived in a time of prolific idolatry. By the way, we just have idolatry today in different forms. Still pretty much the same. And he remained faithful to God and was not afraid of any king on the earth. He boldly did what God commanded him. His allegiance to God stopped the prophets of Baal dead in their tracks. Fire from heaven came and burnt the altar. And, well, back in those days it was, you know, it did get a bit gory as well. Let's just leave that there. You can look it up yourself. 1 Kings 18. And, you know, Daniel is a man we can model our life after. If you ever want a guy that's in the marketplace but also just so solid for God, that's a good word, isn't it? Let's be solid in 2020. We could model our life after. And when the decree went out from the king that no one could pray to any god or man except the king for 30 days, what did Daniel do? He opened the windows where he lived, and he prayed to God 3 times a day, as was his custom. Not to the king. Now he knew that he would be thrown into the lion's den for his actions, and yet he still proceeded to open the windows every day because he had trust in the living, one true God. In January, I mentioned that we can pray like these men in the Bible. And I'll say it again today. We can be these kind of men and these kind of women where we have an audacious prayer that we are believing for God to answer in 2020. Come on. I know some people have come to me since I started this in January, because at both locations have said, you know, I'd really, they didn't think that they could do this. And when I started talking about it, they said, you know what, I'm believing. Some young couples have come to me and said, I'm believing, one of them's not even working at the moment, I'm believing that God's going to provide a house for us that we will own. Come on. What is your audacious goal? What is it that you think right now, or it's been something that's troubled you for years, and you can pray that, you know what, God, I'm not accepting this status quo anymore. Can we do that together, church? And so we have our prayer meetings. Please join us if you're not serving, and we can do that together. You know, I just love these guys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The underdogs of the Bible. They don't get a good enough mention in my mind. They refused to worship the golden idol, knowing they would be thrown into a fiery furnace. It was so hot, the guards were melted as they threw the guys in. And King Nebuchadnezzar, he looks through the window of the furnace from a great distance. He said, who's that fourth guy? And there's the three of them, and there's Jesus, or there's God, walking around with them. And it turned the whole nation around. Can we be that kind of a person? Strong in our faith. In the most dire of circumstances, God can do anything. God is available to work in your life right now. And that's how he's going to display his greatness. If the musicians could come, Crystal, that'd be awesome. And the singers. Isaiah 40, 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. And so because we are waiting on him, we get the help and he gets the glory. Let me say it one more time. Because we are waiting on him, we get the help and he gets the glory. There is no other God in reality like this. Our greatest strength is allowing God to intervene in our lives. Can we determine to do that this year? You know, I'm struggling right now. I've got this, I'm emotionally, I don't know how to handle. Oh Lord, I'm letting you into my life. You know, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. To show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Can we determine today to be loyal to our God? He's not looking for people to work for him. He is looking for people who will let him work for them. Why don't we stand to our feet, church? I haven't got to the fourth P yet. We'll talk about that a bit later in the year. Diet and exercise be a part of our life so that we have longevity. Oh, Father God, why don't we just raise our hands for a moment? Lord, we thank you that you are our God. If you just guys just start singing whatever song you'd like to sing in the background. Come on, let's just lift our voices toward heaven today. Let's allow God to be our strength and wash over us right here, right now at C3 Wellard. We exalt you, Lord. The power of the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as you lift up your hands, as you raise your hands, Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Come on, why don't we sing this together?